Well, hello, PBC family. Hope you are doing well. The devotional for this week is called Leaving a Legacy for Christ. Now, I had a devotional planned for yesterday, and upon hearing about the death of J.I. Packer, I thought it would be fitting to talk about leaving a legacy for Christ. In our devotional, I want to reflect upon that, and I think J.I. Packer is an excellent example of one who has left a lasting legacy for Christ, for his glory, and for the world and for the church to be able to grow and benefit from. The Bible tells us that life is but a vapor. But in the midst of our life, we can live as if we have forever. But when we get older, we see how fast life has truly passed by. So we want to make sure that we're living for Christ. Yesterday, we received news that J.I. Packer went to be with the Lord. And just on reflection of his life and his ministry, I am thankful for his writing ministry. It did have an impact on my life in particular and my growth as a believer. J.I. Packer is one who has left a lasting legacy, and many generations to come will benefit because of that. He was one of the most influential authors in England and pastors during that time, along with John Stott and Martin Lloyd-Jones. He was a man who God used to shape and grow many believers through his writings. One of his most famous books is called Knowing God. And if you haven't read it as a believer, this is definitely one that you want to put on your must-read list. If you ever wanted to give a book to someone who's maybe a skeptic of Christianity or who is doubting God, this is a book for them. In it, Packer shows us our Creator. He shows us who our Creator is and the magnificence of God and what He has done for us through Jesus Christ. He tells us what it truly means to know God. It's not about knowing mere facts about Him, but it's a relationship with the true God, knowing truly who God is and how He has revealed Himself in Scripture, that He wants us to be in awe of that God. Packer says, ignorance of God lies at the root of much of the church's weakness today. So Packer had this deep conviction to help believers know God all the better. And in so doing, he pointed believers back to the Scriptures for a true knowledge of God. He adds this, if you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father. If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means that he does not understand Christianity very well at all. And so understanding we are a child of God, he is our father, we come to him in prayer, we are dependent on him, he is sovereign over all, and we are to come to him really impacts knowing God, knowing not just mere facts, but having a relationship with him. So Packer was one who directed our focus to the authority of Scripture so we can behold and understand who God is, so we can behold the glory of Christ. He was one who called believers to live for holiness out of love and thankfulness for what Christ has done for them. He was one who loved the Puritans, and he brought much of the Puritan teaching to our generation through his writings. He was also very gifted in bringing weighty doctrinal concepts and scholarly ideas to present them very simply in a way the everyday person could understand. A few other books by Packer that were very helpful are also Evangelism and the Sovereignty of God. And in this book, he deals with the question, you know, if God is sovereign, then why should we evangelize? And he really helps us understand the importance of God's sovereignty in the midst of our evangelism and how we can be encouraged through that process. Another one is The Quest for Godliness. And he really wants to push believers to pursue holiness for the glory of Christ as we live as lights in a dark world. He is one who sought to also pour into ministers to help them grow. He had a strong desire to help young pastors grow and shepherd the people that they are in charge of, to point them to the truth of the Word of God so that the people would be able to grow in holiness. He says theologians are called to be the church's water engineers and sewage officers. It is their job to see that God's pure truth flows abundantly where it is needed and to filter out any intrusive pollution that might damage health. And so we are called as pastors, theologians, to proclaim God's truth, to have the truth of God flow to the believer's life, and all that sewage and stuff that might corrupt, that comes in from the world around us, we are to take out and point people to God's word. Packer was also one who was part of the project of the English Standard Version of the Bible. In fact, he was the general editor, and he calls this one of his greatest contributions for the kingdom. In fact, he was the one who suggested the name English Standard Versions. Now, Packer wasn't a man who was perfect. He was in the midst of different controversies. We would not agree with him on every single thing. In fact, he had some controversies with Martin Lloyd-Jones, with R.C. Sproul. He was an Anglican. He was also a man who often sought to be at peace with others, which is a good thing, but as a result, it led him to pursue the Evangelical and Catholics Together Act, which we would be opposed to. Nevertheless, God used him mightily in his writings for the good of the church to help point people back to the Word of God and to be impressed with Christ. He was one who lived by his convictions, who was informed by Scripture, and he was one who always was sought to be shaped by the gospel. He said this, "We never move on from the gospel. We move on in the gospel." He was always seeking to grow and to point others to see their need for the gospel. It's not just fire insurance, but it's how we grow in everyday life. Because he was rooted and dependent on Christ, God used him mightily. He enabled him to produce much fruit for his glory. And I'm reminded as I think about that of John 15 and use this as maybe an encouragement for us, how we too can leave a legacy. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be write all these books to leave a legacy for Christ. In fact, you can do it for your own family, for your children, and for those in the workplace. You can leave a legacy for Christ by living for him. And we're reminded how to do that in John 15. Jesus says, "I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word of God that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I am him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Jesus goes on to say, "By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." I would say J.I. Packer did just that. He abided in Christ. He chose to be a willing instrument in the hands of Christ. And through him, he attached himself to the vine and he was able to bear much fruit for the glory of Christ. So he indeed was fruitful. He glorified the Father through what he did here on earth. He was a faithful steward. And God can say now, and I'm sure he was encouraged to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." This is a model that we can take in and of our lives. We don't need to, you know, be a pastor. We can leave a legacy for Christ, for his glory, in our everyday endeavors. Some helpful quotes that he also says, "Once you realize that the main issue you're here for is knowing God, most of life's problems fall into place." Another thing he said, "We must recognize that God is at the heart of things and that we exist for his glory. That is to say, we exist for him, not he for us." So often we can get to the thought of, you know, it's all about us and God's kind of this extra genie in a bottle who is for us to serve us. But in reality, he has created us to serve him, to glorify him. And Packer was one who pointed us to that idea. I'm reminded of the poet C.T. Studd, who said it best. He said, "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." So what are you doing for Christ? What are you doing for the kingdom to leave a legacy for his glory? May we be motivated all the more, and may we see people's lives like J.I. Packer, who have lived good, fruitful ministries, fruitful lives for Christ. And may we be motivated to do the same. One thing I encourage you to do, and one thing I enjoy doing, is reading biographies of pastors, of men who have God have used mightily, who have finished well. And one such book is a book by Leland Ryken called J.I. Packer, where he wrote about him. And you can see how his life and his devotion and his everyday routines really shaped who he was, a man of God. I'm reminded of Psalm 116:15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So do you want to leave a legacy for Christ? Abide in him. Be shaped by God's word. Point others to the gospel. Be faithful to him, and God will use you to bear much fruit as well. So I hope you're encouraged through that. I hope as we reflect on the life of J.I. Packer that we can benefit immensely through his ministry, through his books, and be grateful to the Lord that he gives us good gifts to the church like this so we can grow and be edified as a result. I'm encouraged to be with you guys tomorrow. I look forward to the day, and God bless.